You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Moran. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another America's Next Top Model British Invasion After Show. We're in episode 9, and because my usual all-star co-hosts, Brittany Brower and Tyler Brockington, are off celebrating big birthdays in huge ways. Her birthday celebration, Ronnie, has now gone from 1 week to 2 weeks. She is not able to join us tonight, but as I just named him, my producer, Ronnie, is going to jump in. He's a top model expert by now, right, Ronnie?
Well, the way you sell it, yeah, you bring me into the show. And yeah, we definitely miss Brittany, but of course we love talking about top model. And you are the superstar, Jackie. What a week, though, right?
Well, I have a little Project Runway under my belt, so I definitely can throw it out there.
You do.
And also, Ronnie, she's on her, it's now she's gone into 2 weeks celebrating her birthday. Do you think, I mean, I guess for Brittany Brower it's okay, but you know, that's a pretty big celebration. A 2 week celebration, all in going international, Vegas to Cabo. Good for her, right?
Well, yeah, she's a top model all-star, and I think the best part about it is when she gets back, hopefully she's got some fun stories to share with us. So that's really what it's all about.
Exactly. And in her absence, everybody, I was saying last week, be sure to go on iTunes, wish Brittany a happy birthday, tell her you miss her, tell her you love us, whatever you want to do, just hop on iTunes when you're watching the show and rate us. We so appreciate your comments. It means so much to us for the hard work we put in to bring you exclusive content like executive producers and model contestants on the show. We'd love you to tell your friends, rate us, love us, we love you, and we need some love back, right, Ronnie?
Jackie, and I gotta say, the comment we get the most was people were very, not shocked, but like impressed with us and you and you know, the AfterBuzz staff for getting the executive producer, Ken Malk, from the actual Top Model show to call in and to be a part of our show and give Top Model exclusives. Like, that to me, I know that was 2 weeks ago, but like, I'm still on that, and I know you, that was like a big moment for you as well, so you've done well.
Absolutely. We haven't had a special guest come back these last 2 weeks, plainly because I think we were all so still reeling off of Ken Mock's exclusive interview that we needed to just give it a break. Otherwise, it'd be like insane model overload. So we will definitely get the all-star talent back on here, but we have Asmarie, we have Brittany Brower, Lisa D'Amato, Ken Mock. I mean, this is an awesome AfterBuzz season for us. And that Ken Mock interview, again, guys, I'm going to plug it because he announced exclusive content for next season that is still not out there anywhere other than AfterBuzz TV yet. So backtrack a little bit, find our Ken Mock interview online, AfterBuzzTV.com. And you will hear it all, people. And so I will definitely get some more updates. I think I may be making a visit to some of the top model folk this week. So I will be sure to share anything I get scoop on, Ronnie. I'll be back with next week. So that'll be really cool.
I love it. You're on top of it. Now, how's the competition going? We're down to, what, 5 girls or is it 4 girls now?
Well, the episode started with 5 gals, but funny enough, there was no double elimination plan, but it was in fact a 1-2 punch double elimination. Big drama last night, Ronnie, because we're going to get to it in more detail later, but one model gets sent packing, and another model offers, and that's Alicia, we all know because we're super fans here, Alicia offers and sends herself out of the competition, and the best part about it is when Tyra says, you can leave, but Ebony's leaving too. So it was a double whammy. Alicia wanted to go home. She wanted to get on out of there by the end of this episode. And I don't know, maybe it was the 764-foot tower, but she sent herself packing, and Tyra still sent Ebony packing too, who was the original girl eliminated tonight, last night, in last night's episode, episode 9. So huge, huge drama. Ken Mock, I said, when he called in, I said, there's still drama to come because these Brits are bringing us the drama. And he said, absolutely, and he wasn't lying. Another drama-filled episode, Ronnie. So that was pretty interesting. This girl broke down, and basically, you know, I don't know if I blame her because she wasn't killing it in the competition. And she said her mom told her, if you lose your spirit and you don't feel like you're doing your best, come home. And she said exactly that, and she wanted to go home. So
I love how we do have Brittany in the studio, you know, half the time most of the shows, I'm sorry, hosting with us, because she does let us know that, you know, you're in that house, it's that breaking point, and we are really seeing that on the show right now, that they are all definitely getting to that breaking point. The spirits are gone, you know, with certain people, and that's certainly what happened to this particular girl. So it makes for good television. Ken was right, you know, we still got good stuff throughout the rest of this season, at least.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because now they're traveling, which that's exciting to travel, but you're also in a foreign country. And whether you're with a TV show or not, especially when I traveled to Europe for modeling I went to Greece, I went to Milan, and, you know, you really do feel far away from home. And these girls, even though they're with a big TV show, they haven't seen their families, don't forget. They're in, you know, an exclusive, basically, lockdown throughout the filming of these episodes. And the same thing with the Project Runway contestants. You are locked down. You're totally cut off from family. And a month ends up feeling like a year. And or however long. I'm not particularly sure how many months they filmed this show. But then you go put yourselves in the middle of Asia. And you're with girls that you've gotten to know, but they're not your close confidants. They're your competition. So this really actually does get, I think, and I will definitely get Brittany's take next week, I think it's probably the toughest when you go start bringing in the travel abroad, because now they're in the middle of Macau in Asia and Hong Kong, and, you know, now they're really testing their stuff, putting them on top of a 764-foot tower.
Right.
And we obviously, how many people have that fear of heights, and we'll see how the girls handled it well, and who handled it well, and who didn't handle it well at all.
It's everything.
But, gets tough. And so at the beginning of this episode, we actually did hear all the girls talking about their challenges in life again. And, you know, we've heard this a little bit before. We start to get that little bit of drama between Ebony and Laura. And before we get to the first challenge, I want to talk about that, because there is always bound to be a cat fight, right, Ronnie?
Absolutely. On this show, yes.
You know, Ebony, right?
Right.
Ebony and Laura have been going at it a little bit back and forth, but things really boiled over this episode where Ebony, you know, they basically agree they're not friends. They're the only two American girls left on the show, and Laura's calling Ebony a spoiled, obnoxious brat. You know, Ebony's saying, I've overcome so much to get here, and, you know, Sophie's telling us how much she's overcome. But it's kind of interesting how Laura and Ebony boil down at this cat fight after the first challenge. So to explain for any of you who haven't caught it yet, catch you up a little bit, their first challenge that ignited this cat fight was a fighting challenge in itself, because they were all brought in to work with, get this, Asia's hottest movie star and pop star. Picture like the Brad Pitt of China, Nicholas Tse, coming on the set to work with these girls, and basically they have one take, one chance to have an action scene with Nicholas, and the winner gets a chance to return to actually shoot a music video with him.
Man.
So that's a pretty cool challenge, actually, but here you are all of a sudden just learning how to model, and they're throwing you in a scene where you now have to act out a fake fight scene, and they gave them lines, which always makes for some funny content on the show.
Well, like,
but, that's pretty crazy. That's definitely a challenge.
Well, like you guys had said before, they're in the new Top Model seasons as we go on. They're making these girls be more, you know, well-rounded or whatever. I mean, they always did this, that, or the other, and they've always, you know, worked on different projects. But now they are forcing them kind of in a way to be singers and actresses and models. And just that way they have that, you know, that double punch out there to do different things. So that's kind of cool to see on camera.
Absolutely. And some girls kill it and some girls don't when it comes to these other arenas. And here we get Sophie. I just have to bring up Sophie yet again before we continue on with our Ebony Laura drama, because Sophie is so funny to me. And I know she's caught a few of our shows. I don't know if she's going to listen into this one, but I hope she does, because Sophie, I want to tell you, you make me laugh so hard. Even when Sophie is not in her areas of strength, like this challenge, Ronnie, she still has such a likable factor to her. And even though the girls were making fun of her, you know, she's a true model. She's definitely, there's some girls who are just like true, meant to be true models. And by the way, even Sophie it took her 7 years, I believe, she said in this episode, to get signed by her dream agency in Europe. So 7 years for a girl that I think should easily get signed on as a model. I mean, it's clear as day to me how successful this girl can be as a model. But just a little side note there for any girls out there struggling, keep going at it if you really believe in yourself. But Sophie was trying to fight, and the girls were making fun of her, saying it looks like glitter should be coming out of her fist. She's like a little fairy. And it was so funny because she just doesn't have that, you know, that Angelina Jolie in her like Laura. Yet she still, to me, was one of the most lighthearted. You know, she wasn't perfect. She wasn't great. But you know what? There's some spark about Sophie that I give her a pass on these kinds of things, because she still comes off as one of the most likable. And I love that about Sophie.
Whenever you guys break down the show, it does seem like Sophie has the most consistency. That's one thing that we kind of do see. And now when you're telling me she's got 7 years just to get signed to her dream agency, you know, that's why she's a professional. And we do see that on this. And yeah, she definitely tweeted us at AfterBuzz. So hopefully one day we'll get her, you know, to share her story with you, Jackie, and, you know, Brittany and everybody.
Absolutely. Sophie, we're going to have Brittany back, our all-star contestant, next week and weeks to come. So whenever you're ready to give us a call over here, I don't know where you're located. We saw you were at the Coachella Music Festival with your buddy. She's friends with Emma Watson, right, is it? From Harry Potter fame.
Okay.
But so we know she's kicking it with her celeb friends. But listen, take a moment, give us a call. We're your fans over here. We're rooting for you, girl. Mm-hmm. And we'd love, our fans would love to have you on the show. But another funny moment from Sophie. She pulls it off somehow, even though she might have been technically the worst at this challenge. But Ebony, you know, there were the girls like Ebony who, it was a little stiff, it wasn't perfect, messes the lineup, stumbles a little. You know, she was okay, but, you know, you either stand out or you don't. And unfortunately, that's kind of where Ebony has been having issues. I think she's so beautiful, but it's so much more than that. I'm sure you know, Ronnie, by the way I talk about it from, you know, the industry. Mm-hmm. It's so much more than just being a pretty face. She's not standing out. And again, with this acting challenge, same thing happens. She's okay, but then comes Alicia, and you forget about Ebony right away because she killed it. You know, she wasn't a perfect actress, but, you know, she nailed her lines. She had, you know, real grit to her when she did the fight scene. And I actually thought Alicia was going to actually win this one. So to come from almost winning a challenge to having a breakdown and leaving at the end of the show, what an amazing turn of events can happen in an hour on Top Model, Ronnie.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't know what to expect. And, you know, here you think one girl's going and she says she's good to go. And, you know, like Tyra, the producers or whatever, they're always ready to give you something, you know, so the CW fans, you know, can be into it. So I think this season's good. And again, what Ken told us about what's going to happen next season and the infusion of social media, I think Top Model, I mean, I really was concerned, you know, how many seasons can it go on? But Jackie, we're starting to realize that it's going to be good for a couple more, at least the next three, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, so Alicia definitely had quite the turn of events tonight, but she started off pretty strong with this one. Then there's Annalise, who I don't know. I think she, for being a presenter and being a TV host, knowing she has a radio show now, I look at her, you know, maybe with a little higher standard when it comes to these more talent-based challenges. And I have to say, she's surprising me on the photo shoots with really strong photos, but she let me down a little bit on this acting challenge because I thought she'd be one of the best at it. And granted, we know this, Ronnie, hosting is very different than modeling. They're two totally different trades. But I thought she might have more of that acting in her. I think she overacted it. And I'm wondering, any fans out there, if you agree with me on that one, because I'm a huge Annalise fan. This is not to put Annalise down, but she did let me down on this challenge. I thought she would have killed it, and I think she killed it in a bad way. Killed it too much. She overacted on this one.
Yeah.
So
she's
that's kind of my take on her.
She's a performer, but, I mean, maybe nerves played into this, you know, the travel, a little bit of everything. She could have been exhausted or whatever. So, you know, the photos are one thing, but the acting is a completely different thing. And, you know, there's so much going on that, like you said, they had one shot at this. Maybe had she had a little bit more time, she could have been good and shined to that potential that you talk about. But clearly it didn't happen. Jackie, real quick, I did want to tell you that we do appreciate our Amazon affiliate program. So what that is, Jack, and everyone who is listening, checking us out, of course, AfterBuzzTV.com. Go on our website. You know, you're here. You want to make online purchases that you would make anyways, just go to the Amazon banner on the top right, which is next to Maria Menounos' Dancing with the Stars banner. You would click on that Amazon banner and go make all the purchases you would make. Let's say you do a Mother's Day gift or, you know, you're buying some cool clothes. Do it through AfterBuzz. That way we, you know, keep it moving here at AfterBuzz and pay for the nice sets you see and traveling and Dancing with the Stars coverage, all of that stuff. And Jackie could speak on that because you are Miss Dancing with the Stars these days.
Just call me Miss Dancing with the Stars. Forget Maria Menounos, the star of the show. I am definitely so excited to hit that red carpet every week with those stars. I've really grown to love them, Ronnie, and of course Maria being at the top of the list. But listen, guys, if you're like me and you're on your computer at 1 a.m. and you're basically bored because everyone else in your house is sleeping, like in mine, you know, that's when I do all my shopping and watching my AfterBuzz. So you hop on AfterBuzz.com. And then shop on Amazon. All you have to do, nothing extra, no extra cost, just click on the banner through us and we can keep bringing you the awesome content and I'll probably see you on Amazon shopping for my clothes as I go back and forth from New York to LA. But that's all we ask you to do. And of course,
simple.
Rating us on iTunes, that's not much, people. So we really appreciate that. And now let's get to the drama I keep talking about, and that's that Laura Ebony catfight.
Who did Ebony fight with before?
What's that?
Who did Ebony fight with before? Because she was already in one fight this season, or am I incorrect?
Yeah, it was Ebony and Laura, and now here they go yet again. They're going at it, the two American girls.
They can't
control themselves. Now, believe it or not, Ronnie, this week, Little Miss Innocent Sophie, I think, was the one who really caused this whole thing, but she's so light and fluffy that nobody really called her out as much. But what happened is Laura won this challenge. She did do pretty good, although for me, she did the ponytail whip, which is when she whipped out the ponytail and shook her hair out before she knocked the guy out on the scene. To me and some of the other girls, that's what we call overacting. Forget Annalise. To me, that was a little too much, but she still won the challenge. So I think that caught some of the girls the wrong way. What do you think about that move? Okay, when a girl's like ready to like picture Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider, because that's who Laura thinks she is and wants to be. Picture her like ready to kick some guy's butt, and she stops to pull her ponytail out and whip her hair back and forth.
I mean, it's like you say, it's overacting, and she just wanted to maybe she took that big risk, big reward thing, and it just didn't work, and, you know, that's how that ended up.
Right. You never know, but, you know, so she did do a good job, actually, other than that, and she was pretty solid. So I think she was right up there with Alicia. And so she was named the winner of this challenge. So I think it rubbed some of the girls the wrong way. Laura's really coming out pretty fearless right now, pretty hard, pretty tough. And I think basically Sophie started the trouble. They all were talking about how she was flirting with the pop star sensation Nicholas on the set. And basically somehow it came out that Ebony says, well, she's sleeping her way to the top. And that did not sit over well with Laura, although, I don't know, I think Laura may have asked for it because all she talks about is sex and how hot guys are and how she's flirting with people and being in love with Nigel Barker. And, you know, she definitely is makes it known that she's about sex. She's bisexual, I believe. She said in the first episode, I like men, I like women, I like everything. Who doesn't love sex? I love sex. So, you know, I don't know. She didn't. She does invite the comments a little bit, but here she is doing well in the competition, and all the girls kind of called her out for saying it was because she was flirting with the pop star, and that's why she won. And she came into the room and totally laid it down, especially on Ebony. So it's hard. It's a hard call as to who is right or wrong in this one. Ebony, Laura, or even Sophie. Throw Sophie in there. I definitely wonder... Tweet us at AfterBuzz who you think was in the wrong here. But Ronnie, from hearing that, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's tough. You know, in these shows, sometimes people will say all these things, and then when they get called back for being that, you know, like you said, she was very open and she was very like sex, 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 sex. And if they call her on it, you know, she really probably shouldn't get too mad. But, you know, we don't know the emotions behind it. But I would probably blame her for the most part, you know, just from what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, we don't see everything, and definitely how easy is it to edit a piece where you catch out of a month someone talking about sex 3 or 4 times. So I definitely get that we're seeing what we're seeing, and who knows how it really went down, but I don't know. Laura's definitely a tough one as far as her personality goes, and I don't know if I totally take to Laura, but I won't take away from the fact that she's doing really well in this competition, and she's giving Sophie, one of my favorites along with Annalise, a big run for their money. So I won't deny her that, so you know, props for that, Laura. And by the way, Ronnie, let me take a second before we get into the photo shoot and all of our fabulous photos tonight.
All right.
I have to give a shout out to Adrian. Watchtower Base is his Twitter handle. Watchtower Base, thank you for listening to us. We know you're listening and tuning into all of our shows on AfterBuzz. He tweeted me, Ronnie, that he'd like a shout out. So here's the shout out. That's what you get for tweeting at us and being a super fan. We'd love to hear it. Tweet us some of your thoughts. I'll read it on air right now because we are that instant. Right, Ronnie?
You are. Jackie is the best Twitterer around. New York and L.A., the Dancing with the Stars.
A Twitter bird.
She's a Twitter bird. There you go. All right. Do you want to look at the photos in a minute or?
Yeah, let's hit those photos up now, guys, because the best part of every episode is breaking down these photos and the photo shoots. And, of course, we teased to it a little bit in the beginning. This week's challenge was climbing to the top of a 764-foot tower high above the ground and basically having to act like a super fierce hot model. So here's my thing. I don't know. I'm not really afraid of heights, but people who do have a fear of heights truly have a huge fear of heights in a way that, like, you know, it's like a diagnosable fear. So, you know, the girls who did in this episode, and I don't know, even though you're tethered and you're like in a harness so you can't, I guess, fall and kill yourself, to be on a little ledge with 764 feet beneath you, I think that's still really kind of pretty scary, even if you're not afraid of heights. I don't know how I'd do in that challenge. That's all I'm saying, Ronnie. I don't know if I'd be able to kill it out there. I think that's a pretty scary one.
Well, not only that, you guys, you know, the models yourself and Brittany, you know, you guys do express how difficult things that look so easy in a photograph are actually very difficult or uncomfortable. So imagine, yeah, she knows she's not going to fall, but still, like, that emotion behind it, yes, this was probably one of the toughest challenges that they've had in that, you know, the way that you feel, and you're not going to fall, but darn it, it looks like you are, so you're scared like all craziness, and you know,
right?
So that's kind of how I see it.
Definitely with you on that one, Ronnie. So here's my thing, Laura. Let's talk about Laura, because I do think that she had the, by far in her own category this week, the only photo that looked straight out of an ad or a magazine. Ronnie, when you look at this one, she was the winner this week, obviously, of both challenges. That's why I'm saying she is coming on strong, guys. Finals, she's in the final three, obviously. She, to me, this looks like an ad. Like, it could be in a magazine. It could be in, you know, Kelly Catrone named tons of designers that this could be an ad for. I agree with that. I do think that even if she's not your favorite model, you look at this picture and you see an ad or an editorial. Also, she has a good dress. It's a very clean, you know, the sleeves. We saw this trend at the Met Gala, which I am so upset I missed the opportunity to do a style recap on, guys, but we'll definitely catch up over Twitter along with my style friend Courtney Stewart out there, Stewart Starlet. We've been tweeting a little bit, but this was one of the biggest trends at the Met Gala, these, you know, sleeves and all covered up. So to me, Laura was the only one who also wasn't afraid, and Nigel actually pointed that out in the judging. So all those factors being put together, sometimes you just get good styling on a shoot. Her not being afraid and her just having it all come together, she was the winner. Now, again, I'm not going to say I think she's my favorite model in the competition, but she had it all come together for her, not only this photo shoot, but this entire challenge, or episode. So here we go, winner. I don't disagree with it. I think she should be the winner of this challenge. She's not my favorite in the competition, though. I'm going to say that. But Ronnie, when you look at this, what do you think?
Well, you and I have been corresponding, getting ready for today's show. You know, you in New York, me here in LA. And, you know, we're looking at all these other photographs. And hers, as you were talking about, the height issue that could scare everybody else, hers is so sleek. You forget that she was also dealing with all that. You know what I mean? In this actual photograph, I think it looks sleek. I do like what she's wearing. The hair is cool, too. So she stood out. She stood out in this particular photo shoot. And then you said she won the other competition. So I don't know. This was big for her. This was a huge week for her.
Huge week for her. Laura is killing it. So I am not going to deny you the props, Laura. Props again. Once again, double props, Laura, for winning yet again the photo shoot challenge this week. And listen, if she keeps bringing her A game like this, maybe I will make her my favorite model, and maybe I think she should win this whole darn thing. That's what happens. You change your opinions, and you're allowed to here on AfterBuzz. Right, Ronnie?
You got it.
Yeah. So, but let's get to someone who I truly think is one of the best models in the competition, and I'm going to say why in a minute, and that's Sophie, because here she is. Absolutely, if anybody had the drama moment on this episode, it's because she was freaking out over this photo shoot. She truly was one of those people, and I don't think she was saying it just to be dramatic, Ronnie, and that's why I kind of let this slide as far as when I think there's just too much forced drama. She truly seemed to the gut, her core, petrified to get out there. But here's why I think this isn't the best photo this week, and she hasn't had like her two strongest weeks probably, but here's a girl who even Nigel said she was petrified, she was hysterical, crying, she ruined her makeup, so they asked her to go first, and here's why she is one of my favorite models on this competition. She said, she turned around and said, you know what, if they're asking me to go first, she was going to turn down the opportunity to go first, basically, or the request to go first. She said, you know what, I should go. If they're telling me I should go, she knew better. She went out there, she did it, she was petrified. She couldn't go as far as they wanted to push her, but as Nigel said, and this is my key judging on her, and I'll take from Nigel's comments, is that you gave him moments. She gave him moments that he could nail the shot, even in her fear, even in her tears. She pulled the model out. And this, again, a bit of an awkward pose for me. You know, not probably the best showcasing of her body, which is so skinny.
I was going to say her waist.
How could she ever look big? Mm-hmm. But it's not her best pose. But for her to be able to pull out a shoot in having the worst circumstances coming into it and the fear, again, why she's my runner-up. And I agree, her being runner-up on the shoot.
Yeah, she looks terrified. She looks terrified. I mean, that's what makes the show great, is that you get that actual photo in 1 second, you know, split second, based off all the emotions she put into it. The hands look very, very nervous. She looks extremely scared. The only critique is what you were kind of talking about, the body. Yeah, she is a skinny girl, such a skinny girl we've seen in all the other photographs. And there's some weird pose where she looks a little more wider in the gut area or whatnot. I know that's not the right term to use, but yeah, but again, she was
how guys describe it.
I know.
Wider in the gut area, but that's good. I like it. Keep going.
No, that was it. But I mean, you know, to face your fears and to be runner up, like, we got to give her credit, Sophie. You know, she's doing good.
Exactly. Like, think about that. She had the worst experience on the shoot, and she was still runner up. So, well, I mean, that's why I think she's a good model. And that's why
I feel like
I keep saying I think she should probably be the winner of this season if she can hold on to it and stay strong. But as I said, Laura is really bringing the pressure. And
I'm
rooting for Sophie. And, you know, the thing is, Ronnie, with the I do agree. The one major issue I have with this, looking at it as from a model perspective and what kind of Tyra always talks about, is exactly what you said. We know Sophie's how skinny she is. We know what her body looks like. But if you're first ever looking at Sophie, just looking at this picture, you'd think she's a little bit of a hippie girl, you know, like that she'd have a set of hips. She definitely is one of the skinniest in the competition, so that's not necessarily the best thing in the real fashion world. Of course, to men, to women, real people, it's actually nice to see a figure, and actually an illusion of a figure in this case. But just in the real world of modeling, they'd look at that shot, and that would be their issue. And Kelly Catrone also did make a good point. She said, if I'm the PR person on this shoot and Sophie's breaking down like that, I'm calling people up and saying, we're on a $200,000 shoot. We have a huge problem here. The model's not going to be able to pull it out. So from that perspective, if, you know, real, true executives were on a set and she did go through this moment like that, it wouldn't be the best thing. But for her, again, I'm defending her here. For her to come through, have somewhat of a great photo, maybe even the best runner-up of the episode, that's why she is a great model to me.
And again,
and I will say it again.
You can never count out that terrified aspect. I mean, was it season two or three with Eva Pickford or Eva Marcel, whatever she goes by now, you know, with the tarantula or whatever, and then she pulling off such a great photo. I mean, these are good things. This is, you know, yes, we would have liked to see a little bit more, you know, angling or whatever. You know, I'm just learning the terms through you and Brittany, but yeah, the hips would definitely be the thing to work on. But man, if she was that scared and did this well, Sophie's rocking it. So definitely run her up, and we both agree with that.
I love that you're getting a model education through myself and Brittany, Ronnie. That makes me so happy to hear.
You guys are teaching me.
And I love your perspective, too, because a lot of people who watch the show are not models, you know. Although, Ronnie, I know you've done some things in your own right, but, you know, you don't have to be a model to be a fan of this show. And
right.
So everybody has an opinion, and, you know, everybody, as we saw with Kelly and Nigel, with Sophie in particular, everybody's looking at something different when they're
exactly.
looking at photos. Even when I would come home with a new photo, my brother, sister, mother, dad, boyfriend, every single person would have a different critique on it, and that's just how it goes, so... We all like to share them here. And guys, again, tweet us at AfterBuzzTV. We see Susie and CC1 and Watchtower. You're all chatting with us on AfterBuzzTV.com. Everybody, join in. Tweet us at Jackie Moran and AfterBuzzTV. And Ronnie, remind everyone of your Twitter.
My Twitter is at Ronnie Jr. Media. I'm usually tweeting Jackie like four times a week, you know, but that's just me.
Right.
Anyways.
I actually did, I made a boo-boo. I did Ronnie Media Jr. I knew something was wrong. Ronnie Jr. Media,
there we
duh.
Go.
How could I mess that up? I'm still on LA time. Anyway.
No problem.
So... tweet us, guys. We want to hear your thoughts on this week's photos. But let's talk about Annalise now, our final three right here. Annalise, Sophie, and Laura. These are the big contenders, guys, going into next week. Annalise, to me, I agree with her. She's somebody who keeps saying, I know I'm not the number one most high fashion model. You know, behind Laura and Sophie, she is probably less high fashion than them, according to what the industry standards are. But she is rocking the photo shoots week after week, and she's like, I'm finding my confidence. And I agree, she should be confident in her performance because she is stylish, she has a great body, she has tons of versatility, and she's killing it on the set. I mean, this pose, high up in the air like that, she reeks of confidence and strength. And, you know, they basically said the power of the city, I believe, was kind of showing through her posing. That's huge. That's like a hugely successful shot right there. Not maybe the prettiest, softest face. I think Tyra called her out on that. So, you know, I do agree there. But this strength, this power, this pose, the body looking great, the dress having movement, I think it's great. What do you think, Ronnie?
Remind me on what Tyra said about her face?
That it wasn't, you know, you have to remember to have kind of a little bit still of a softer face as far as, you know, the way she was kind of putting some into it.
I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously Tyra.
So remember to be pretty.
Tyra knows way more than I do, but I felt like that face matched up to the way she looks, the aggression and, you know, the just commanding attention. And I think with Annalise, the picture, even if it isn't, you know, the greatest, I think she's become one that I've really liked throughout the season of you guys speaking about her and the photos we've saw and the episodes I've caught. So to me, Annalise, you know, is always going to, I don't not like this picture. I think this is actually pretty cool.
Absolutely. I agree. Definitely. So Tyra
doesn't know. I'm just kidding.
What's that?
I said, Tyra doesn't know. I think it's good. No, I'm joking.
Well, you can always disagree. Yeah, I'm cool with that. But I love this picture too, Ronnie. These top three are the top three for a reason. I think they are the correct top three at this point. You know, considering where we're going with the next two girls, but unfortunately, we're going to have to change total spectrums and change from positivity to a little bit of a constructive criticism, I'm going to call it, because we have Alicia and Ebony, both, as I talked about in the beginning, Ronnie, both went home packing. Alicia, because she sent herself there, and Ebony, because even Alicia leaving and having some breakdown drama on the set, couldn't be saved. Tyra was like, you're still going home, girl. So love to know what you think of that, guys. Tweet me on that, because I was like, oh, Tyra. But here's Alicia, who broke down, went home, and she noticed she's not having the best photos, and I think she probably saw this again on the screen in that judging, took the critiques, and, you know, just couldn't handle the fact that she, you know, how would you feel after Kelly Catron says somewhere the modeling world is crying because here's this beautiful six-foot girl that can't model? You know, that's tough. That's harsh. So I think she knows she's not doing so well in the competition, and she just could not handle it anymore, and she wanted to go home, and so she did. This was, to me, a stiff kind of weak, nothing great about it kind of photo. I mean, it's not the worst, but it's nothing stands out, and that's my issue. What do you think when you look at it, Ronnie?
Well, I feel like, I mean, it's pretty obvious to say that I'm losing her in, you know, in the eyes or whatever, but I also feel like even on the bottom of the photo with just the placement of the feet, I don't know, it just seems like that could be a little bit different, a little edgier if she would have, it just looks so flat to me.
Yeah, there's definitely, that's totally agree. I think it's something flat. That's actually a great way to put it, Ronnie.
I'm learning from you girls every week. Because I didn't know this stuff before. Yeah. So that's just how it seems flat. It seems like, you know. But, you know, she was one of the weaker ones, and she was crashing and burning at this moment. So that's what you're going to get in that. And, hey, you know, she had to go.
Yep. So I totally, you know, I feel bad that, you know, as Ken Mock, the executive producer, said when he called in, it affects girls in different ways, and she just, something hit her here. She went from the beginning of the episode saying she thinks she should, you know, basically be the best one here, to breaking down and leaving. So, unfortunately, Alicia is out there somewhere, and hopefully she gathered herself and figured out what she's doing in life, and hopefully took away something good from the competition, but she is gone.
That's exactly what I was going to say, and you and I love to talk about that. It's like, Alicia, okay, whatever happened on this show, and she took that really, you know, interesting criticism with Kelly Catron, but now it's a matter of how she regroups and continues. You know, like you said, she's one of the taller models. You know, maybe she takes this experience and builds from it, you know, because at the end of the day, you have an opportunity to continue and to keep on trying and keep on putting yourself out there despite all that criticism, or, you know, you could do whatever. You don't really have to do this. This is, you know, a choice, but I think she can pull it off if she really pushes forward and continues, you know. But this wasn't a good picture.
Absolutely. So, yep, it was time to go home, Alicia. And Ebony, unfortunately, there's no bringing her back. Tyra was like, uh-uh, you're going home too. So, Ebony, and again, the problem with Ebony is, I keep saying, she's beautiful, but she cannot figure out herself. She can't figure out her modeling self. This was actually probably one of her better photos because her body looks fantastic. She does have strength in the pose, but her face is what we like to call dead, where it just has no emotion. And as much as we make fun of the word smize with Tyra, and I know my boyfriend does, he's like, is smize really trying to be a word? But the truth of the matter is, it's a great way to describe it because you have to as she says, smile with your eyes. You have to bring that emotion out with your face, even if you're not, like, yes, movement, you can bring out emotion, but you have to figure out how to find the emotion through your eyes and shoot it to that camera. And she does not know how to do that yet. And I hear her say she gave up a full ride scholarship in, you know, not the best circumstances of growing up, and it makes me nervous for her. I wonder where she is now. I hope she's figured something out with an agency. If not, you know, hopefully she can get that scholarship back. But, you know, Ebony's sent home here because she cannot figure out her modeling face, and yet her body does look great. She just couldn't match her face to the body pose here. So, you know, they sent her home, basically. What do you think when you look at this one, Ronnie? Do you see anything that pops for you?
Well, I don't think it's that bad, but at this late in the stage, you know, of the competition, people do have to go. So I don't think it's terrible, though. I don't know. I kind of like it, but I'm trying to really listen to what you're talking about.
I don't want to say I don't like it, because the thing is I'm looking at it as a model, and maybe when you just look at it, boom, you look at it, oh, that's actually an interesting body pose. She looks good. But it's the face. The face is just like almost like glazed over, and she does this all the time. And so it's a sign that she doesn't know how to bring out her expressions.
Right. Okay. Well, then I am listening and taking notes once again from the great Jackie Moran. How about that?
No, but I get what you're saying, because when you look at it, it's body-wise, it's one of the most interesting poses along with Annalise. But what's missing, as Tyra critiqued Annalise for maybe giving too much face, here we are again with Ebony not giving enough. And the problem with Ebony, though, is she's kind of had this trend going on week to week, so she either needed to kill it or she kind of knew she was in trouble, you know?
Well, that makes sense. Okay, so, yeah, she's not connecting with the face, you know, and she's not doing the smize thing that you guys are talking about. It's one of these pictures where you look at it initially and you're, like, into it, but, yeah, if the face is not connecting, then, you know, obviously that's a big deal in the modeling world. But, boy, you know, it is tough because, again, one girl is doing it too much, one girl is not doing it enough. But, you know, again, it's so late, and she just kind of had to be the one to go.
Yes, she did, but not the only one, because as we talked about, major drama with Alicia sending herself home. I definitely want to know what you guys think about that one. Tweet me, tweet Ronnie. We really want to know. We want to hear more from you guys. Rate us on iTunes. Tell us on iTunes what you think of all these things we talk about here on these after show episodes. And for now, we're going to tell you a couple things with our commercial. I hear there's a new commercial, Ronnie. I haven't even heard it yet.
Have you not? Oh, well, you've been flying a lot, New York and L.A. What can I tell you?
That's all right.
We'll play it.
We're going to get into the commercial, but we have some great Tyra gossip, some news on Asmari, and of course our predictions. So whenever Ronnie's ready to throw that commercial your way,
here we go.
We'll get into that news and gossip.
Hey everybody, John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
And you can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please.
Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show, where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel, we talk about sex tapes, we talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us. iTunes, same thing, download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback, and we love to support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Woo! Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugarte.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
All right. Jackie.
All right, so there you go. You got a little scoop on what other shows are going on here at AfterBuzz, Ronnie. I like that.
Yeah, you know, because there is so many shows that are going on here at AfterBuzz. We do so many, and we appreciate all the iTunes comments because that does help us out here. We appreciate you going to AfterBuzz and using our Amazon affiliate link, all that good stuff, because we do really work hard. I mean, Phil and Kevin, like the amount of hours they put into this thing, so Jackie could bring you a great show, so I can bring you a great show. That's, I mean, it's appreciated, and that's why we like to, you know, show a little love to our other hosts too, other shows. Obviously, this is all about Top Model, but I was going to ask you, Jackie, just real quick, since you're a very fashionable girl, what's the, you know, model and all that, what is the scene like over with the Dancing with the Stars after show that you do weekly?
Well, guys, we, first of all the style that comes through there, I mean, they create their costumes every week, and all of our fashionable hosts, including myself, along the carpet, we share so much style going on back there, but we have the best time. They're in it to win it now, guys, because they're down to the final four on Dancing with the Stars. And our own Maria Menounos, congratulations to making that top final four, along with Donald Driver, Katherine Jenkins, and the red hot William Levy. But we have tons of stuff going on that red carpet and that after show, because that's where everybody starts having the cocktails. So along with Rachel Zalas and Robin Anton, creator of the Pussycat Dolls, hello, and all the stars of the show, we're coming at you with exclusive content like William Levy serenading happy birthday to Cheryl Burke. He didn't even know what the happy birthday song was. I helped him through it. To Tristan McManus singing to us exclusively on AfterBuzz TV. We're getting sung to a lot, actually, because Gavin DeGraw sang to us, too. But we're getting all exclusive stuff on there. Katherine Jenkins talking about her costume. Mark Ballas' favorite color. That's just all last week, guys. So
there you go.
You know, just check it out on AfterBuzzTV.com.
Very good.
And for now, let's get into some news and gossip about Top Model, Lonnie.
All right, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I don't know if you guys are following Tyra Banks in the love life department, but she did end her relationship with businessman John Utendahl, and I hope I'm saying that right, after 3 years together. And everybody's kind of been wondering, you know, what's going on in the love life department. And rumors are swirling now that she was spotted recently with rapper Drake. Where else but at Disneyland? So I don't know if you go on a date at Disneyland, but, you know, it seems that he's her man, according to this latest, you know, sighting. They were spotted, let's see, on DizzyDrake.com if you want to see the photos. And the unlikely pair was laughing, joking, even stopping for a snack break, frozen yogurt at Yogurtland. The supermodel herself, glam Tyra Banks, looked far from the usual on-screen glamour that we see. And she was just in basically jeans, a t-shirt, and jacket for her day out with the musician, whose real name is Aubrey Graham, by the way. But that's apparently her rumored flame now. So if you guys want to check it out, go to DizzyDrake.com to check out the photos of that one and tell us what you think. Are they really dating, or did they run into each other like they say? I mean, how do you run into each other at Disneyland, Ronnie?
I mean, it's just funny. Like, I think with Tyra, people are always going to want to know who she's dating, because I think even back in the Chris Webber days, like, she didn't really like to speak about her relationship, which she has all the right to do. Obviously, when you're in the spotlight, that does become something important. But man, they don't even let her be done with her current relationship and already teaming her up with Drake. I mean, I don't know if I think that's completely serious. I mean, there's a big age gap. I mean, he's the kid that used to be on Degrassi, and now he's Drake. Like, I don't really know that that's happening, because they've always put Drake with somebody. Drake was with Rihanna. It's just like, I'm not sure I believe it, but if Tyra wants to go to the younger boy, like, go ahead, do it. Like, you know, that's she got one life to live, right?
That's right. So I don't know what's going on there, but maybe people do run into each other at Disneyland. Either way,
right?
They may have just headed to Disneyland together for fun.
Happiest
Disneyland,
place on earth.
Let's face it, is fun, Ronnie. So either way, I'm liking Disneyland right now.
You got it.
But that is the apparent rumor. We'll keep you updated on that one. But also, I wanted to update you because we've had the lovely and talented Asmarie so kindly call into our show a few weeks ago, if you want to check that one out, too. We were all a little surprised about her early elimination, as it looked like they were favoring her as well as the fans. And Nigel Barker recently weighed into Small Screen Scoop about what might have went wrong there. This is an interesting one. He said, girls are eliminated on ANTM by an overall majority vote, which means that I can be overruled and a girl sent home that I wish could, a girl can be sent home that I wish could have remained. So he says, I'm not going to say that's what happened in this instant, but I do believe Asmari was a great model with lots of potential. However, she was short-sighted, and ANTM is a competition. Sometimes the first will be last, and the last will be first. So basically, he's kind of hinting that he was trying to defend her, and he got overruled, if you want to take it that way. So, I don't know, Asmari. I think Nigel was rooting for you, is what it sounds like from that one, Ronnie.
It seemed like a lot of people were rooting for Asmari. I mean, she, you know, but again, in this competition, it's that great exposure. She obviously is going to do a lot with it. And yeah, Nigel, I mean, well, here's the thing. What Nigel should do is he should call up Jackie and give Jackie the exclusive, because you are known to get the best top model exclusives out there. So that's what I would encourage for Nigel.
Yeah, I agree, Ronnie. Seriously, you know? I met you, Nigel. You dipped me and kissed me on the set.
You see?
That's an exclusive. Nothing out of the ordinary, though. I have a boyfriend, people. But I did show that photo last season, Ronnie, where I met him on the set, and he even danced with me and gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I was so happy. So maybe we will get Nigel to give us a call by the time this season is out. We would love it, Nigel. We want to hear your thoughts and where you're headed next for all your fans out there. But for now, until we get the hot Nigel to call us, call into us, Ronnie. Let's get into some predictions for next week.
All right, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, well, it looks like Laura may be at the center of the drama yet again next week on her photo shoot. And we were just talking about how Asmari did not give in to the booty tooch. It looks like Laura might not be giving in to, I guess, posing as a princess. Or I don't know exactly the context of the comment, but she says, I'm not a princess. So either they're calling her a princess, which I don't know is possible, or she like looking like a princess and she doesn't want to. Something's going on with Laura and their next photo shoot. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on with that, Ronnie. So as we say here, you can go from one week to the next, from the top to the bottom, or even in the same episode like Alicia.
So I was gonna say, we'll have
to see what happens with Laura here. And then it looks like they are having some high-stakes castings, Ronnie, too, because how would you like to get 1,000, I believe it's Hong Kong dollars, for every casting they book next week? That's pretty good. If I ever had some motivation for landing a job, it would be to know that I'm getting some straight coin right after I do so. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh,
and
yeah,
definitely up the stakes.
That's an incentive. And some of the girls, you know, don't actually have, you know, so much going on, you know, so this is like they're building their career. So yes, that right there, it might even bring out the claws in some of them. So maybe that's where all that, you know, drama possibly can sit. So that's exciting for next week.
Absolutely. So I love it when they up the stakes and up, you know, the final three now, guys. This is the home stretch. It is down to Annalise, our girl Sophie, and of course Laura. And these are three strong competitors. They're all having great runs on the show right now. I'm really up in the air as to each week. It can be anybody's game here. So we are going to have to stay tuned to find out, but I'd love to know, everybody, who's your front runner? I think I made it a little clear that I'm thinking Sophie's the front runner for me, but again, I'm a huge Annalise fan, and I think Laura would be my third place right now, but it, you never know. That can change next week. I want to know who your front runner is. We're down to that final three. Who do you want to win this competition? Definitely, I want you to tweet me your top choice for America's Next Top Model, British Invasion winner. And until next week, I look forward to connecting with you on Twitter and getting your comments on iTunes. And Ronnie, any last thoughts before we head out for this week on America's Next Top Model?
Well, just you convinced me that I think Annalise will be the one. Laura's my second pick. And Sophie, I also love too.
Ah, so see how that goes, guys? Well, we want to hear what you think, and hopefully we will have your favorite top model, Brittany Brower, back in the studio holding it down next week. Until then, I'm Jackie Moran, Jackie Moran on Twitter. I will be on Twitter right now, and I will see you guys next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the host. The views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.